You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And I am so grateful and so appreciative for every opportunity I have to come before you. This is Adama, and we are in this now moment of eternity that requires us to realize that we are always in a now moment of eternity. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency or take time to listen anytime that I have opportunity to speak, I am so grateful for you, so thankful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, more of that which sparks you into deeper degrees of care and commitment to dig deeper within the depths of yourself, to really walk in the integrity of the heights of yourself. For I am always concerned about our liberation, our resurrection, our truly being qualified for continuance in existence, our being in a place and space where we are consciously carrying to honor and glorify the intelligence of our being, of our beings, that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. I am the one who is reminding us of how blessed we already are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, that we are always in a now moment, that we are assisted and encompassed by the absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme, and there is nothing that we can get that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our great-grandmothers, our great-grandfathers, and all of the great and the grand that have come before us, we're living in a now moment that requires us to rise, to be completely committed to walking in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. For there is no supremacy outside of absolute love, absolute law, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, and the absolute and supreme cosmic I am, that is all there is as existence itself. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is nowhere where it is not. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces, and we are completely immersed in it. In this now moment, I'm asking that we take some time to be committed to walking in the integrity of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Because we are under a global system of oppression that intends to make sure that there are no strong nations, then those of us who live in this now moment, particularly those of us who are moving into maturity, 45 and older, we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be in the light of our absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we have applied ourselves diligently and persistently, integrously, to being those who have the right to say what goes, to be able to influence everything and everybody towards their greater good, to be in a place and space where we are truly making the difference in this world. That everywhere that we go, we are empowering others, we are loving others, we are healing others, we are reflecting the truth of our collective blessedness and duty, obligation, and responsibility in being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence. And being present in it, being present as it, being present in the presence of that absolute and supreme reality is our gift. and beyond just dwelling in the words of that which has been written time and time again, being in a place and space where your heart is opened and your mind is focused in that absolute and supreme reality, so that you are clearing your blockages and obstructions. You are not just making resolutions, but you are completely committed to standing resolutely and absolutely on behalf of that which allows you to stand. To understand that there is absolute law that governs us, and there's absolute law that everything and everybody is accountable and responsible to, that there are no ones who are absolved of their duty, obligation, and responsibility by virtue of being breathing beings that have a beating heart, that we are all held under this absolute law. And the absolute law is absolute love. The absolute law is about having an understanding and an understanding that allows you to know absolutely that your purpose in being is to stand resolutely and absolutely with the all there is as existence itself. That you cannot be licensed, certified, or degreed by anybody anywhere to be the legislators, the perpetuators, the co-conspirators with sickness, illness, disease, and death. That in this now moment, it is our time to do that which is ours to do in being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Nationalism, regardless of what nation you're standing under, is not sufficient for qualifying you for continuance in existence as a result of your being wrong for so long and following those who have no commitment to living, no commitment to the laws that govern existence, no commitment to loving, no commitment to honoring and reverencing and respecting and being the ones that they should be as points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. There is only one purpose in existence, and that is to exalt a full life's urge, to consistently be about the business of self-actualization, self-realization, unfolding, and being in a place and space where you are mastering yourself beyond situations and circumstances, conditions, and all of that, so that you are being bathed consistently in that absolute light that is the only sovereignty over all darkness and chaos and sickness and oblivion and gloom and oppression and suppression and depression and incarceration and invalidation and all of those things. In this now moment, you have to take responsibility for what it is you're creating in your life. Because what's showing up is as a result of what you're choosing, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're not doing. And if you're not pleased with what you see, then you have the opportunity to recreate. And the greatest degree of creation that we can be involved with is recreating ourselves, so that we are truly exemplary in standing forward in the light and the consistency of our own authenticity under the authority of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. For this is how we get the grace and the protection. This is how we come to that place and space where those legalities and those sanctions and those agendas and the planning and the plotting and whatnot of other ones, they have no real effect in our lives, because our lives are not contingent or dependent upon them. And when you come to that place and space where you realize the real I that truly is, and you respect it, you honor it, you reverence it, you appreciate it, you appreciate and love it, you are in a consistent state of gratitude for the blessedness in your being. When you are in a place and space where you are completely immersed in the reality of its presence and know that your presence is already rich and you are already wealthy by virtue of each and every breath and every beat of your heart, heart, then you are completely centered in that which is your protection, that which allows you to bend with the winds and not break, to put yourself in a place and space where your roots are going deeper and deeper into the soils of truth while you are reaching higher and higher for that absolute light. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that this day you're closer to leaving the planet than ever before. This day you are closer to the fulfillment of your dreams. You are closer to that tragic date with fate. This is the first day of the rest of your life. Now, what are you going to do about it? We must understand that this government, this nation, as much as we love it, has a karmic debt to pay on behalf of our indigenous families, on behalf of our African families, on behalf of all of those who've been marginalized and devastated and disenfranchised and violated and incarcerated and whatnot. We have to come to a point and place where we will do that which is ours to do, to be the salt of the earth, to be able to live the quality of lives in the absolute light of love, so that we are able to circumvent some of the devastation that is scheduled for this place. As the ice is melting and the waters are warming and the rivers and the oceans are flooding, and we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to really prepare ourselves for our journey off the planet. For that is destiny for everybody. The issue is that we should not be leaving the planet as dead people. And in order for us to truly fulfill and be successful in our living, then it's necessary for us to be completely oriented in that which is purpose and being. It is necessary for us to come to that point and place where we are truly acknowledging the source of our collective being and being obedient unto its laws, unto its will, unto its way, in exalting a full life's urge and seeking to be whole, bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, to do that which is ours to do as the beneficiaries of all of the gifts and the love and the service and the labor and the epiphanies and the revelations and the realizations and the intellectualization and the intellectual properties and of all of these ones that have come forward, their ingenuity, their genius. We are so blessed. But when we are not acknowledging the divinity of existence, and we don't dwell in sacred space, and we are not acknowledging the sacredness of our own body temples or the gift and the blessedness of our own beings, then there is very little that we can do to truly prosper when we are not acknowledging and cultivating the wealth of ourselves. In this now moment of eternity, we're able to bathe consistently, persistently, in the rays of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are able to ask, knowing that it will be given, to knock and the doors would be open, to seek and we would find, and to know that there is no seeking that will do us as well as seeking to be truly harmonized within the intelligence of existence itself. Exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves or anyone else. Being in a place and space where we are glorifying our Creator, as well as the lineages that we represent. on behalf of all of those that we've come through, on behalf of all of those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, on behalf of those who are sharing this now moment of eternity with us upon the planet and beyond the planet, on behalf of those that we didn't allow to come, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. How you live on a day-to-day basis is the evidence of who and what you worship. How you think is going to be a reflection of how you care for yourself, how you respect and honor yourself. And there's no worship that is greater than honoring the blessedness in one's being and being the blessing that you were meant to be as a vehicle and vessel of the Creator's love and light and wisdom and truth and service and honor and capacity and potentiality. We dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and there is nothing that we cannot accomplish. And for where we are now, the world should be transformed, and we should be contributing to that transformation by allowing every situation and circumstance to inspire us and motivate us to activate the powers that we have, the faculties that we have as being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. As we are preparing ourselves for our eternal journey, we know that there are those who have just recently made transition, that they did not see this new frequency of 2016 upon the planet. And there are those of you who will not see the end of this year. And so we need to live lovingly, consciously, reverently, respectfully, delightfully, rejoicefully. Every day, exalting a full life's urge, we need to really get to a point in place where, regardless of the rain or the shine or the winds or the storms or whatever, that you are always acknowledging the presence of the Absolute. Always dwelling in the presence of the Absolute. Acknowledging the truth of who and what you are as this point of the presence of the Absolute. For it is our collective realization in the truth of our beings as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. It is in our collective caring and loving and appreciating and expressing our gratitude for the blessedness in our being. It is creating that which is harmony. The harmony of truth is the reality of what is love. For love is not just a whimsical, emotional thing. Love is the power and force that holds all planets, all worlds, all realms, all things, and allows for everything to have its opportunity to come forward. So if you could see it, if it has value and purpose, then we can create it. And the need for us to create heaven on earth as a result of our remembering who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, there is no greater work. There's nothing that we can do that makes sense if we will not be truly self-representing as these points of that absolute and supreme reality. In acknowledging the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And coming to a point and place where we are ever involved in nourishing ourselves, cleansing ourselves, purifying ourselves so that we have a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. And that by virtue of you're really being consistent in reflecting the character of who you are as this point of the presence of the Absolute. In forgiving, honoring, reverencing, respecting, serving, creating a dynamic of acceptance that facilitates the healing that is needed everywhere that we show up. And where there's a need for order, it comes because we're bringing it, because we are in order. And the order is the progression of love. The order is the progression of the law. The order is in the sanctity of the sacredness of our being and our walking in a conscious reverence and respect for the all that is. And the more we are in the integrity of our light, and the more we apply ourselves towards the fulfillment of the law that is love, and the more we do that which is ours to do in making sacred our lives and creating our immortal bodies, our light bodies, then the greater degrees of liberation we will experience and the greater degrees of freedom we will have. But there is no freedom in the right to be wicked, the right to be wrong, the right to your own theories and opinions when you were told to seek the truth, to know the truth, and to know that that is where your salvation and the deliverance comes from. There are many who are in church tonight doing their rituals to burn whatever it is they don't want in their lives anymore. But the issue is not the rituals that you do with paper. It's how you live on a day-to-day basis. It's what you're putting to your lips. It's what you are putting in your system. It's how you honor that which is sacred, which is your own body, heart, mind, life, and soul. Many who give lip service to God, many who pray to God, but there are very few who really want to be that godly. And that's what we're here to do, to be vehicles and vessels of it, to be in a place where the Spirit of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the intelligence of God, the wisdom of God, the love of God, the rightness and the righteousness, the integrity of God has been completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality. And it requires a care to be in that. It's not just about being vegetarian, but vegetarianism is a requisite, it's a needed thing so that we are no longer supporting the violation of other beings. Supporting an industry that is defiling everything upon the planet. It is necessary for us to realize that just because something has not existed previously does not mean that it's not its time. And where we realize that there is nothing guaranteed success upon this planet than the establishment of the absolute and supreme intelligence, its law, its order, and its government. That those who will live because they have the care to live. Those who will survive will do so because they have the care to do it. Those who thrive will do so because they are living lawfully and lovingly, integritously and honorably. It's not rocket science, but you cannot value what man has made to a greater degree than you value yourself and be all right. You can't work yourself to death and eat yourself to death and dissipate your life force and then call on God and call on Jesus and call on Allah and think that you have grace and protection. Being in violation of the very laws of your own being, where you do not have a commitment to the laws that govern your existence, then existence cannot have a commitment to you. And when you have governments that have no commitment to the laws that govern existence itself, then you have those who will soon cease to exist. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to be able to step outside the boxes, the programming, the propaganda, all of those traditional things that are the evidence of not following the laws of existence directly and following the tenets and the principles and the legalities and the statutes and the rituals or the habits of a fallen humanity and humankind. And so for those of you who listen to me, you know that I am not the one to say all of the happy, happy, happy. If you can't say happy life, happy breath, happy beat of my heart, don't happy me with all the other things, okay? If you're not exalting a full life's urge, I'm encouraging you to exalt a full life's urge, because you're exalting the hella days of these people means absolutely nothing if you don't have the commitment to really stand in the fullness of the integrity of who and what you really are, is this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. You cannot hide behind nationalism and being Moors and being Kemetics and being Hebrews and being this and being that and being the other, and you have no commitment to being directly. The judgments and the condemnations of these people have already been issued. And the fulfillment of the law is love, and those who don't care to be fulfilling those laws will not have an opportunity to do it if they're not being completely focused in doing it. Because every atom and every cell of your being has to be completely infused with the intention, with the care, with the love, with the truth, with the light that you are thinking and speaking and feeling as your reality. Otherwise, you keep giving these people so much of your time and your attention. Everything that they say, it's like they push a button and you respond. It's like Simon Says, say this, and you just say that, and you do this. You understand? You're being completely programmed. And the program is in death. And that's why I'm the one to remind you that the truth of who we really are is that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And it does not matter what hue of people you are, or what part of the galaxy, or whatever that you touch down upon the earth. You understand, how black or black and how white or white you are, it doesn't matter. The fact that you are breathing, beating heart, you are completely held unto absolute law. And that law is absolute love. And love is the harmony of the whole of existence itself. And real peace is accomplished love. And where you will not allow your blood to be cleansed from the violation of violated beings, where you will not do that inner work of consecrating your body temple so that you dwell in that sacred space within your own temple, that is the temple of God, then you will never have the fullness of the success that you should have in this life, which is self-actualization, self-realization, harmonization with the absolute, so that you are in the direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, and your souls. And when it comes time to leave, you're leaving as a conscious immortal and not as a dead person. The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself, and we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its presence. And it is such a blessing. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of a resurrection. Good evening, You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are and the one that you are in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming with a whole heart, with a deep desire to reach and teach and touch and uplift and inspire you to care evermore, to be all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. For we are here upon the planet on behalf of the establishment of the eternal, whether we know it or not. There's only one purpose in existence, and that's to be harmonized with the purposes of existence and exalting a full life's urge and always being in a place where you are ever unfolding. And as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, we are always reaching deeper and reaching higher in terms of our harmonization with the absolute and our true opportunity to be soulfully, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, practically harmonized in the truth of that which we each are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And because our orientation upon the planet has been shaped by the miseducational systems, the governments, the propaganda, the churches and whatnot, you and I have to come to a point in place where we really dig deeper to retire in being harmonized in the light and the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, to get beyond all of the boxes, all of the limited frames of reference, to get beyond all of that divide and conquer energy that has us in a place where we think that because you're this and you're that and you ain't this and you ain't that, then if for some reason you are less than, or others are more than. And the issue is, our commonality, the common unity, is that we are all immersed in absolute and supreme intelligence that fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. It is all pervasive. It beats our hearts. It breathes us. It has designed us. It is that which is in control of everything, and it is absolutely ordered and has the earth in flotation and rotation and has the sun blazing wherever it is. It never stops and nobody can turn it on and off and decide who gets it and who ain't getting it. We have to decide that we will always be reaching for the light, that we will always do the inner work that is necessary to harmonize us in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is a daily work. It's a daily work of mindfulness, of really remembering, of paying attention and being in your gratitude, in your thanksgiving, and being in a place and space where situations and circumstances don't make you feel less than, don't give you the insecurity of feeling as though you were not blessed if you don't have this and you're not blessed if you don't have that. I'm the one to remind you that you are blessed with each and every breath and every beat of your heart and every step that you make, that you cannot help but to be blessed. The issue is, will you be the blessing that you truly are here? Will you do that inner work to clear yourself from the memories and the travesties of travailing in trauma and drama and adulteration, and getting beyond your mistakes and your trespasses and your transgressions and all of those things that have created the adulterated one that you are? And that's been the socialization. That's been the agenda, to have us in a place and space where we feel like that's the purpose of growing up, so that we can smoke and drink and get high and do whatever the hell we want to do and dang anything and anybody that has anything to say about it. We have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to thinking that there is no purpose in being other than anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and filling ourselves up to overflowing with stench and garbage that culminates in this tragic date with fate that everybody feels is destiny in death. And I'm the one to remind you that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and death should not be our fate nor our destiny if we were properly oriented and properly caring to be the ones that we are, to facilitate growth and harmony and peace and poise and empowerment and healing, wholeness, love, truth, victory, triumph. The children of God have been defiled at the level of the bloodstream, cellularly oppressed with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of other beings. See, all around the planet, they're eating much more than pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and deer and possum and raccoon and whatnot. It's like no order of being is allowed to have the sacredness of its life, that people eat just about anything and everything that creepeth and crawleth and flieth and moveth, and we were told not to kill. And somehow they've fixed their minds to consider that the intelligence of existence is not intelligent enough, or somehow that intelligence errors, so that we have been miseducated to think that in light of, or despite our being told we shall not kill, that in order to be healthy, we have to feed off the flesh of dead animals in order to get our protein, without even having been told what protein is, other than that which comes from the flesh of a dead animal, or the aborted fetuses of chickens and crocodiles and alligators and ostriches and pheasants and all of the other eggs that so many people across the planet are eating, denying every species the right to perpetuate itself. We're in a now moment where we have to come to a point and place where we remember that the intelligence of existence designed us. The intelligence of existence does not decide that these ones over here are not obliged and not obligated to be in harmony with its laws, that these ones over here are purposed to be out of alignment with law, that these ones over here can decide that they will be murderers and liars and thieves and usurpers and bastardizers and enslavers and incarcerators and whatnot, and that's their purpose. No, that is not. That is the evidence of dysfunction and distortion, violation, and cellular oppression. And we have to come to a point and place where we stop participating. When you remember that there is a global agenda that is depopulation, divisiveness, and genocide, then our first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. Our first line of offensive strategy is to do everything to pull ourselves together, to go through the process of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that we are renewed and rebirthed, revitalized and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that we already are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. The problem is, though, is that so many ones don't want to be that clean. They say, oh, sister, well, it ain't too good to be too clean out here, but you will die if you don't consciously care to be cleansed. Because the bottom line is that filth is the foundation of all of the sickness, illness, and disease. And somehow, people have been supported in cleaning their cars and cleaning their homes and cleaning their carpets and cleaning the streets and cleaning everything other than these body temples that their spirit dwells in. Your body is your home. You can go without returning to the place where your things are stored. You never have to return there, and you will always be in your home. So to some degree, there really is no real homelessness unless you have been disembodied. You have been thrusted into the spirit worlds without anybody, without any of your bodies, because you did not form the other bodies. And this is why it's so necessary for us to understand more of what the order of existence is, the purposes of existence, so that we don't get caught with our purpose down. We don't get caught doing that which undermines ourselves, that we are in a place and space where we care to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, which is the foundation of wisdom. We, who are these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, are either man, the progenitor of lineages, or wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages of people. And whether or not we bring people forward, the reality is that we are always, always accountable to absolute law, and we are here to serve absolute law in exalting a full life's urge to be a blessing unto life itself, and to develop our gifts, our talents, to activate the gifts that we've been given in our genetic inheritance, to be in a place and space where we are truly growing, unfolding, and reaching ever more into the infinity of possibilities for our own self realization, self-actualization, self-discovery, and harmonization with the absolute supreme reality that is the true self of all selves. Therefore, there is no prosperity. There is no wealth that we can gain when we work against other beings. There is no prosperity that can be facilitated or enjoyed when you work towards the detriment of other ones, because you're working towards the detriment of anybody is you're undermining yourself, because in truth there is really only one self. And therefore, all of the sickness, illness, and disease for all of the animals that you all have been consuming over the years and supporting their violation, their annihilation, their enslavement, their entrapment, and then feeding off of those carcasses. It's not a pretty sight when we go out and we see all of the ones whose body temples have been defiled, and they are overweight and obese, and they are moving slow. They don't have a pep in their step. Their eyes, the light is going out. Death is shutting them out. Let's get real about where we are and what's happening and why it is you can no longer participate unconsciously and be all right. Because there is nothing all right in our being complicit and complacent with our own annihilation, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death and consuming all of their products, that which has no life force, nothing that the human body needs or can utilize, and therefore we bring it into our bodies and think that we're enjoying it because of the sugar, because of the salt, because of the fat, because of the oil, because of the chemicals, the flavorings and whatnot. But your body, designed by the intelligence of existence, can't do anything with it. And so therefore, it tucks these chemicals away. It tucks this away over here. And after a while, you have cysts and tumors forming on the organs, on the liver, on the kidneys, on the spine and whatnot. And after a while, these things become cancerous. And the doctors will tell you, well, we can treat you with radiation, or we can treat you with chemotherapy, or we can treat you with more toxins, and we can give you more poison. And the poison that we give you will heal you from the poison state that you're already in. No, they never claim to be able to heal you from anything, because they know they cannot heal you. And that's why you have to take responsibility for doing that which is in your own best interest, in exalting a full life's urge, in realizing the real eye that sees in every being and respecting it, honoring it, treasuring the gift that you yourself have been given with every breath and every beat of your heart. And to understand that everyone has that gift. And worship is really the reverence and the respect of the intelligence of existence, or that which you refer to as God. Worship is how we orient ourselves in each and every day. And the more we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the more we bypass the foolishness and we go around all of the sickness and illness and disease in terms of the thoughts and the mentality and the programming and the movies and all of those things that are consistently distracting us from realizing the divinity of our beings and the sacredness of all of the space that we're in. You and I are in a now moment that is so auspicious. Because the veils of darkness, the spell of the gods is being lifted, and people all over the world are caring to be aligned, realigned, to be cleared and cleansed, to be in a place and space where they understand the divinity of existence itself and are beginning to realize that a lot of the programming that we got was lies, that you have to eat. You don't have to eat. You have to breathe. You have to breathe. You don't have to eat. And after all of the eating, then we still have millions of people here in these United States of America who supposedly are the most, I don't know, the most sick, the most diseased, the most distracted, but there's this bluff and grandeur that they put forward in thinking that we are so blessed. We're more blessed than everybody else. We're the strongest, most powerful nation in the world. How foolish can you really be to realize that those who've created multi-trillion dollars worth of debt, those who will not raise completely up in realigning themselves with the laws of existence itself, and they continue to plummet everybody into this catastrophic, cataclysmic ride with demise, where we are not exalting a full life's urge. We feel real good about killing ourselves and don't feel no way about poisoning our children. And this is a thought that has to stop. For wherever you are, whatever you do, whoever signs your paychecks, whatever your employment is, you are always under the obligation and duty to serve the purposes of existence, the purposes of life directly. Nobody can sanction you and educate you and license and certify and degree you and employ you to be seeking and wreaking a livelihood in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease, and you not become sick, ill, and diseased. And so where you really are willing to take a much deeper look at yourself, at your fears, at your inconsistencies and your contradictions and your self-deficits, and where you will exalt a full life's urge to be completely realigned in your divinity, to realize and reclaim the reality that you are this point of the presence of the absolute and godliness and righteousness and cleanliness and wisdom and love and delight and joy and happiness and whatnot are your birthright when you consciously seek to be in alignment with that which is life itself. But we cannot serve death, and we cannot love death, and we cannot love feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and drinking and smoking and spewing and dissipating and being out of alignment and then have the fullness of the joy and happiness of life. It's not possible. And that's why you were told you cannot serve two masters. We are here to serve life. We are here to serve the purposes of existence and being purposed in unfolding in the light and the truth of the divinity of who we are becoming and who we should be birthed into as embryonic gods and goddesses upon leaving the earth. We're in a now moment that requires us to be serious about our living, our loving, our forgiving, our healing, our wholeness, exalting a full life's urge each and every day where we are truly mastering ourselves. We are controlling ourselves and our minds, and we are doing that which is ours to do directly in being the ones that we are, loving the oneness of existence and exalting that full life's urge. You have to get real serious about what it is you really want in your life, because it is not arbitrary. It's not up to somebody else. There's no God somewhere that's going to give you something that you yourself are not asking for, that you yourself are not centered in desiring directly. And that's why you were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and ye would find. You understand, everything that we are is about the order of absolute law, and you cannot love the lawlessness and not suffer. But life is not about suffering. The suffering comes from the disobedience. The suffering comes from the ignorance. The suffering comes from the hard-headedness. You know, our parents used to say, a hard head makes us soft behind. Y'all remember that? Now a hard head will get you killed. You understand, before you have the opportunity to develop your immortal bodies, your light bodies that carry you into the spirit world, you should not be leaving here as dead people. But the process of adulteration ends in death to the degree to which those light bodies are not formed, because the desecration, the violation, the poisoning of your body temple and rendering it unsuitable as a habitat for a living spirit, facilitating the blockage and obstruction that happens neurologically and within your circulation and your respiration and your endocrine functioning, your glandular functioning, your lymphatic functioning, your digestive, your reproductive, and your systems of elimination and whatnot. When all of your systems are blocked and obstructed, then the possibility for you, the spirit that you are in that body, to be completely blocked and obstructed from being able to get out of your body as a living being is all too much a possibility. For I cannot imagine at what point in our history has the degradation and the violation been as intense as it is now, where billions of creatures are being destroyed on an annual basis, billions of creatures being killed so that their body parts and fluids and fetuses can be served to you all as food. When has it been as distorted as what we are witnessing and what so many of you are participating in? And I'm the one to say, you don't have to do it this way. There's a greater way, there's a better way, there's the light way, there's the right way, there's the way of and the path of truth. It says, know the truth, and the truth would make you free. The truth that we are all these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. You are being called, but are you choosing to be the ones that you are as the chosen ones to realign yourself, to cleanse yourself, to purify yourself, to Atone yourself, the atonement, the at-one-ment with the absolute. Are you those ones? Are you those ones? And if you're not, then who the hell are you? And what the are you doing here? These people want you to be glib about having to die from something. And they want to make sure that we have access to alcohol and tobacco and sugar and flesh and milk and dairy and cheese and ice cream and pizza and all of this garbage. And then on top of that, then we spend it billions of dollars in the lottery. And the money that you give to those lottery tickets, you won't give to another living being that's serving life. But you'll put that money into those who are serving death. We've got to have a complete turnaround in our realization about what duty, obligation, and responsibility is. There is law, there is light, there is wisdom, there is truth, there is love. And when you are properly aligned, because your blood has been completely cleared and cleansed, so that you are literally creating the consciousness of one who is in harmony with the will of existence and the ways of existence, and there is a potency and a power, there is a delight and a joy, there is a brilliance and an intelligence and a wisdom that is with you, because you have done the work to align yourself with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is. And we're influenced by those who think they're greater than intelligence itself. They think they're greater than life itself. They think that they have the right to decide who lives and who dies. That they're superior by virtue of their money. They're superior by virtue of everybody being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and dumbed down to the degree to which they don't remember the truth of who they are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. It is you who are being called, because it is you who are having the opportunity to listen to this. The issue is, will you respond correctly and directly by doing the inner work? Will you care more? To be more? To serve more? To honor more? To be in a place and space where you are more than happy and more than delighted to serve the purposes of existence, and exalting a full life's urge on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that you represent, on behalf of all of those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, on behalf of all of the numerous ones who will remain nameless, whose genius and ingenuity and talent and skills and intelligence and wisdom and realizations and revelations and epiphanies and all of that, that we are the beneficiaries of. At some point, you're going to have to decide, will you respond to being called? And will you walk the walk of the chosen? And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.